Okay, welcome to Masechet Brachos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, the ninth Perek of Brachos. Now we'll discuss basically, primarily, Birchos Shevach V'Hoda'a, blessings of praise and thanks. So while the previous few Prakim talked about the Brachos we say before and after food, and things surrounding benching, Hilchos Seudah, meals, and now we're talking about other kinds of experiences one has, which will prompt one to, if he does it properly, direct his emotion towards Hashem by expressing a bracha one way or another. So here in Mishnah Aleph, we have two different brachas. The first says, Haroa makum shenasu banisim liyisrael. If a person comes across a place where he now sees this is the particular place where a national miracle was performed for the Jews, it has to be the majority of Jews, and it has to be that we're talking about a place where whatever is relevant to the, you know, the physical thing that's relevant to that event happening is still present. So for example, if one is walking along the Red Sea, and he comes across the place where the Jews had the miracle of the splitting of the sea. So by being in that particular place and seeing that place, he would now recite the blessing, Omer, Baruch Sh'asa Nisim La'avosinu B'makom Hazeh, which would mean, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Sh'asa Nisim La'avosinu, who performed miracles for our ancestors, B'makom Hazeh, in this particular place. One needs to see the particular item or something physical that is connected with the miracle. It can't just be that in the abstract one knows a miracle happened in this location. So splitting the sea, if you see that particular place where you're at the sea and so on, or the rock in which Moshe sat when they fought Amalek, again you need the rock. But for example, if you come to Jerusalem and you're aware that there was a miracle done for the Jews when the siege of Jerusalem in the times of Yeshaya and Chizkiyahu, so you know a miracle happened there, but still that isn't... there's nothing particular physical prop that connects you either psychologically or emotionally to that miracle, whatever the case may be, so then there is no miracle to be recited. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bar Tanura brings, based on the Gemara, that there's actually other brachas to be said when it was a personal miracle, as opposed to a public miracle, a national miracle. So on a private miracle, in other words, one is saved in some miraculous way from, let's say, a car accident, and he makes a special bracha all to himself. And the bracha he makes is Sha'asa li neis b'makom hazeh, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, who performed for me a miracle in this particular place. As machlokas poskim, what constitutes a miracle in this regard that would require a bracha to be said? Some understand it means specifically a miracle that breaks the expected rules of nature. And that is when you make a bracha, but ostensibly there's no explanation whatsoever for what happened. Others rule that the bracha is even applicable when a miracle happened that just is a confluence of a number of rather unlikely events, that it also constitutes the nace that we're talking about here to make a bracha, since it's a machlokas and the rule is safek brachas lahakel. We go lean into the blessings. We don't want to say a God's name in vain and a blessing that wasn't required. Therefore, the custom today seems to be, unless it would be a miracle that was breaking the rules of nature, one would make the bracha, but without invoking Shem Malchus, without using Hashem's name in the bracha. The Bar Tanura also brings that if a miracle was performed not for you, but for your direct antecedent, like your father or your grandfather, and it's a private miracle for that antecedent, so when you, the descendants, come to that place where the miracle happened, you would recite the blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Sha'asa Neis, who did a miracle, La'avosai, to my forebears, B'makom Hazeh, in this place. Okay? Fine. The Mishnah continues on to talk about a second reason to make a bracha, which is if one sees Makom She'nekra Mimenu Avodah Zarah. He comes to a place where an idolatrous temple had existed, but now it no longer is there. So he makes the blessing on Hashem having uprooted Avodah Zarah from our land, idolatrous practice from our land. So there the bracha actually would be, the Gemara brought down, not just that one would say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Sha'akar Avodah Zarah Ve'artzeinu, who uprooted idolatry from our land. He would actually add to the bracha, Kashem Shenekra Memakom Zeh, just as you, Hashem, uprooted it from this place, Kach Teakar Mekol Mekomos Yisrael, may you similarly uproot idolatry from all the place where Jews lives, v'hashev lev l'avodehem l'avodecha, and to you should also return the hearts of those who served these idols back to your service. That blessing, of course, is applicable just in Eretz Yisrael, because it's called Me'ar Artzenu, from our land. And the Gemara gives a different bracha that one says if he sees a place where it had been an idolatrous temple, but no longer is functioning as such, outside of Eretz Yisrael. And there, the bracha is, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Sha'akar Avodah Zarah, Memakom Hazeh, who uprooted Avodah Zarah from this particular place. And then again, he would complete it by adding on the Kashem Shneakram Memakom Hazeh, just as you uprooted from here, so too, Kein Ta'akir Mekom Mekomos Yisrael, and Hashem Leil Lavadeim Lavadecha. And again, the same request that you should, Hashem should return the hearts of those who serve the Avodah Zarah to Hashem's proper service. Again, this is not even if we're talking the those who were of Dehem, those who served the idols, weren't of course necessarily Jews. We're saying that whatever person served idolatrous things, we want his heart to return to Hashem and serve Hashem properly, the one and only God, just as Rashi understands in the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that Hashem is Elokeinu now, but he will be Echad, one God for everyone, recognized by everyone in the future.